Mr. Brown. Madrigal and Cuevas Cervantes. That's a name. Yeah. Cervantes is quite a prestigious name. Mm-hmm. Brown, where are you?
Good morning. May it please the court, David Brown on behalf of Mr. Madrigal. Judges, we're asking you to reverse the district court's finding regarding subsequent search warrant that found approximately 250 pounds of marijuana. The court relied very heavily on this court's Markling case, and we believe that the Markling case is taking the independent source rule too far, that at some point we've got to draw a line to how far law enforcement can go when they find evidence pursuant to an illegal search. There's no question they had no exigent circumstances to enter the business of Mr. Madrigal. And the government relies very heavily on the Murray case and the Markling case. However, in Murray, when they went in and they found illegal contraband, they did not include that finding in the affidavit for the search warrant. In Markling, they illegally searched a briefcase, but they waited until they got a search warrant before they entered the property. So in both those cases that the government relies on, neither one are exactly match the facts of our case, where the government knew of the contraband because they had basically placed it or had followed it to the location, and then went in without a search warrant, confirmed that the contraband was in fact there, then placed that illegal evidence in the affidavit. Judge Reinhardt ruled that, well, based on the independent source rule, Magistrate Mahoney had plenty of other evidence in that affidavit and did not rely on that tainted evidence. And our position is that at some point we've got to set a line to where the law enforcement has to abide by, because based on the expansion of this independent source rule and inevitable discovery rule, it's kind of a free-for-all. I mean, law enforcement hits, if they're lucky, they find the contraband, then they can work on producing the facts.
Well, no, that's not true. They can't just be lucky. They have to have enough other evidence, lawful evidence, to have obtained a search warrant. Here, of course, they knew this stuff was going into that building, so they could easily have gotten a search warrant.
And that's what we argue they should have. They had plenty of time.
Well, but that's the independent discovery rule. If it's clear that they could have gotten a search warrant with lawful evidence and so on without the evidence of what they actually saw when they entered the building, then it's lawful seizure. That's the law, isn't it?
If there is enough independent information in that affidavit, excluding.
Yeah.
But one issue that Markling didn't consider was the effect on the magistrate that tainted evidence would have had on him. I mean, the idea is that we have an impartial, neutral magistrate when these affidavits are being reviewed. And if you've got 250 pounds of marijuana in the affidavit and say, well, that's not going to taint the magistrate. I mean, everyone's human. You know, obviously it's easier to put facts together to support probable cause when you know the outcome. And you know
the officers knew where the 250 pounds was, were.
And that's exactly.
They could easily have gotten an affidavit based on that knowledge.
That's exactly why they should have gotten a search warrant. They knew exactly where those drugs, you know, were going to end up. They had everything they needed, but an address.
You're attacking the independent discovery doctrine because you're saying if they have enough lawful information to get a warrant, their failure to do so should be culpable.
Exactly.
Which, of course, destroys the independent discovery rule, right?
How far do you want to take the independent discovery rule? I mean, how far do we go? Where do we draw the line?
How about as far as the Supreme Court has taken it? Could we accept your line of argument and still think that Segura was correctly decided?
I think so.
Is there anything you have said that couldn't have been said in Segura? In fact, what was said in Segura by the dissent?
Where that line is drawn, I think, it is the issue. And in Segura, those drugs were going to be found. And in this case, they were going to be found. But I think the difference is, in this case, the government had something to do with placing the drugs there. And in Segura, the drugs were not placed there by the government. That's the difference.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brown. Mr. Nelson?
May it please the Court, Your Honors, Counsel. My case involves Attorney John Nelson for the defendant, Cuevas Cervantes. Judge, my case first involves a standing issue. We believe that, given the stipulation by the government that my client was a sublessor of a lessee, that we have enough to establish standing. I think the contrary to that would is along the lines that there may be in existence an illegal, unenforceable contract, or an unenforceable because it is illegal. That generally, though, in the state civil law, is raised as an affirmative defense in a contract action. So we believe that what lays in the record is sufficient to establish standing on our part. With regard to the independent discovery, I would make the following arguments. First, if you examine the affidavit submitted in support of the search warrant carefully, I don't believe that it's clear in the affidavit that the marijuana stayed in the truck when it was delivered. The proof, and I'm not saying there wasn't a lot of proof that the marijuana did go into the building. I'm not saying the marijuana didn't go into the building. But if you take that affidavit on its face, the reason for the issuance of the search warrant has to be the fact that the 240 kilograms of marijuana were seen after the illegal search. This was a search, and I don't know why the officers did that. Went into the business. Apparently, they were intending to arrest the individuals in question. And Judge, I concur with my colleague that it's important to draw the line somewhere. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nelson. Mr. Yasparo?
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, Michael Asparo on behalf of the United States. I'd like to make 2 points. First, with regard to the appellant, Cuevas Cervantes, I don't think it's appropriate to characterize him as a sublessee. I think he had oral permission to be on those premises for a very limited purpose. That limited purpose turned out to be not what he told the other appellant, Madrigal, but actually for an illicit purpose. He didn't have a key to those premises. He was only there for a few brief moments on the two times that he was observed there. And in fact, on one of those occasions when he arrived there, the only way he was allowed to get into the building was for to have Defendant Madrigal allow him into that building, to let him in. I don't think that Defendant Cuevas-Cervantes has established any reasonable expectation of privacy, and the district court's decision on that point should be affirmed. With regard to the independent source issue, in reading the reply brief of the appellants, and if I understand correctly their argument here today, they agree that the Markling case controls, and it's their position that the Markling case essentially should be overruled. It's the government's position that Markling was correctly decided. The government's position is adequately set forth in its brief, and unless the court has any questions that I'd be happy to attempt to answer, the government will rest on that brief.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge.
And thank you to both counsel for the defendants. And you